Taste of Rashi for the morning. In the third Aliyah, when Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu it's time to take Bnei Israel out, he says, "Daber na bozneh am v'yishalu ish me'et re'ehu v'yisha me'et re'utak le'chetsu v'klei zahav." He says, "Ask the Egyptian. Tell the Bnei Israel to ask the Egyptians to take the klei zahav and the klei kesef." At the beginning of the pasuk, it says, "Daber na bozneh am." Rashi picks up on that, and he says, "What does that mean?" Na he says, "Ein na ela lashon bakasha." Na means, no, ask it in a nice way. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, please ask Bnei Israel to take all this stuff. Vakasha mimcha, hazirim al kach. Please ask Bnei Israel to take the gold and the silver. Now, why would he have to ask them in this way? Why would he have to beg Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Bnei Israel in such a nice way? Shelo yomar otot tzadik Avraham v'avadum v'inu otam. Because Hashem is worried about Avram. He promised Avram that they're going to go out with a Rechush Gadol, and if Bnei Yisrael don't take the Klei Chesed and the Klei Zahav, then he's going to have basically not kept his promise to Avram Avinu. The question that many Mefarshim ask on Rashi and on this Midrash is, you know, why does he have to ask nicely? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu not ask Bnei Yisrael? And why would Bnei Yisrael not want to take the gold and the silver? Kind of strange. Tell them to take it. Apparently Hashem believes that the Egyptians are going to give it to them. So what's the problem? Why would they not want to have a little bit more fortune? So the Mefarshei Rashi, the Maharal, foremost among them, explains and says, no, it's very simple. Bnei Israel would be worried to ask for the gold and the silver, because if they ask for the gold and the silver, then when they don't come back, or when they don't come back immediately, then what's going to happen? The Egyptians are going to come running after them. If they go out empty-handed, then the Egyptians will say, okay, well, you know, we let them go, so that's why they're running away. But if we take their TVs and their cars and all of their animals with us, then the Egyptians are going to say, hey, we didn't agree to that. We thought you were going to give it back to us, and so they're going to come running after us. So Hashem wanted to make sure that Moshe told Bnei Israel and that Bnei Israel were sure to take it out so they could be Mekayim Rechush Gadol.